Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I know we celebrated Middle Child Day earlier this week, but that was really a warm-up to Tattoo Removal Day, apparently.
That's a day. Well, we skipped Left-Handers Day entirely. That was yesterday.
No, we did.
I actually have a lot of left-handers in my family.
Oh.
My dad's left-handed. My husband's left-handed.
I bet your husband's left-handed?
Yeah.
Did we skip?
Yeah.
That's
left-handed.
Criminal. Yeah. So
he always complains about writing in notebooks.
Because it gets your hand all gunky. Because you try. Yeah. The trials. The trials. I have never once thought about getting a tattoo removed, and I've got a hell of a lot of them to get removed. Like, if I really wanted to go down that road, it just feels kind of like quitting to me. I'm not really sure why you would, but, like, let's say...
Maybe it's relationship related.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, okay. So there are reasons.
Right, you don't have to get them removed. You could get them covered.
Yeah. Yeah,
but maybe you just decide clean slate.
Get it the hell off of there. Like, I don't want to mess with it. This is a little bit of a reach. There is a level where you can take it even further, Katie, and that would be when you die, your loved one preserves your tattoos as a keepsake. I'm not kidding. Like, this is your yes, this happened. In Pittsburgh.
Like Leatherface.
Like Leatherface.
Like Ed Gein.
That's the first thing I thought was Ed, the human
gonna,
lamp.
Are you going to use my skin as a lamp? No, is that what we're doing?
We really had my husband's tattoo preserved. On Friday, after everybody left and I was doing my goodbye, is when the mortician and I stood there and I got to outline the exact tattoo I wanted. My husband having over 70 tattoos, I wanted the surrounding tattoos in it as well. So you outline it and then the tissue is removed and Save My Ink Forever sent the funeral home a preservation bag and sends it to Save My Ink Forever. When they showed us his tattoo, it was indescribable as to what that felt.
Save My Ink Forever. It's a website
that lets
you do this.
I went to it.
Go ahead. What do you see there?
Well, they call them human artifacts. Save My Ink Forever focuses on creating a human artifact.
Oh, no. And if she says, I guess what you would do is you would preserve it and then frame it.
They frame it.
They frame it.
They
and then
give you a framed piece of art presented to the family in a dignified manner.
A dignified manner? Suitable for presentation in any classy home. Just right.
You know what would be funny? If you picked the tattoo the person hated the most.
That's what you go with. Yeah, you find the one that they regret, and that's the one
because
that
lives
forever.
Because we all know tattoos are forever. But I mean now.
Some of us know a little bit more than others, Katie. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie the Bull. Sorry.
This is so unsettling.
Sorry, we're in the middle of researching how to preserve our tattoos.
I feel they're being intentionally vague on that website.
Yeah, there's not a lot of specifics on the website, but Katie, there is an Instagram. And on this Instagram is a video of, I don't know if you know, you probably know this guy if you saw him. He's a pretty famous tattoo guy. Like, he's the one that doesn't look like he has eyebrows. You'd know him. Here is him being presented with a example of this technology from SaveMyInkForever.com.
This can't be real. That is not skin, is it?
So
that's actual human skin?
Yes.
That's the top of the guy's hand.
Yeah.
That's a big hand.
So they actually peel the first two layers of the skin off.
Okay.
And that's what, because you know, obviously the ink settles deeper into the dermis, I guess.
I don't buy it, guys. I don't buy it. This is fake.
No, I swear. I went to a reveal in Austin with the company to do a documentary for this. There was hairs. It was a guy's hairs and bruises.
Katie was hoping this was not really skin, that it was like just like put on a canvas,
like contact paper or something, like they just transferred it over.
Yo, there's a physical, like there's one that you can get that looks like your actual arm, which means
that appears to be a one-off. That appears to be a one-off. And they didn't cut off his arm. Can I tell you, though, the lady that did it, that we just played?
Yeah.
She saved her husband's Steelers tattoo.
It was the Steelers.
That, of all his tattoos, that's...
And he had a lot.
That's the one.
The Steelers logo. Tattoo. That's the bit... Wow.
Okay, you know what? We're just gonna keep this crazy train rolling.
Why not?
Okay? What's coming up in trending?
What?
Zombie rabbits.
Yes!
Have you seen the Frankenstein bunnies?
I have demon rabbits. I am actually really interested into what this is.
Something dark is brewing in Colorado, and we're talking about it next. Hang out. We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay. Photos of rabbits in Colorado with these black horn-like growths.
Face horns.
Around their faces, on their heads. They've gone viral.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, Google it, because it's really impossible for us to describe.
I saw it yesterday, and I thought it was fake. Yeah. I thought when it was first reported that
AI,
it was just AI nonsense. But no, it's been a thing. It's been documented since the 1930s, as it turns out. Actually, these growths have been really instrumental for humans in studying and how viruses can be linked to cancer, like the HPV virus and things like that.
What?
So we're going to get back to this because it deserves an in-depth analysis.
Okay.
But before we do, President Trump has criticized a lot of award shows, especially the comedians hosting them.
In
a lot of cases, rightfully so. But now he's going to get to show them how it's done. He announced yesterday he will personally host this year's Kennedy Center Awards and that it wasn't his idea. Everyone begged him to do it.
Huh.
Said, I didn't want to do it, okay? They're going to say, he insisted. I did not insist. But I think it will be quite successful.
Okay.
Now, he did refer to it as the Kennedy Center, but it sounds like this could be the final year it's called that. Congress is working to rename it the Donald J. Trump Center for Performing Arts.
Really?
So some people were calling it the Trump Kennedy Center.
Okay.
In any event, whatever you call it, Trump also announced this year's honorees. They are Broadway star Michael Crawford, the Phantom, from the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, Kiss, and George Strait.
That's right, y'all. George Strait is getting a Kennedy Center honor, which, to be frank, when you look at the career, I feel like that should have happened long. Like, that is absolutely someone that needs that
these
medal.
These awards are contribution to culture.
Yeah, like impact on culture. So, like, Kiss,
so that makes
absolutely.
Sense.
George Strait, absolutely. Like, look, dude, that is the country guy. That is country music. Give him a medal. Unbelievable.
This year's event will happen in December, and it will air on CBS.
Okay.
Maybe watching award shows of any kind is an old person thing, but I'll tell you what else apparently is an old person thing, and that is checking out hotels.
How so?
Well, a Gen Z woman posted a TikTok where she just walks out the door.
Okay.
And it says, older generations, this is how you check out.
You just
walk out. You just leave. You just leave.
What happens if you do that?
In the caption, she said, the front desk doesn't need you to tell them you're checking out, and they don't need you to hand them your room key. Which may be technically true in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But now the argument online is about the proper etiquette to checking out of a hotel.
Okay.
Like, one person was all, I'm a former housekeeper, and it makes our jobs a lot easier if you're polite and let someone know, because then you've made them aware they can get in and clean the room.
That's immediately what comes to mind, is because if you don't check out, then you're waiting all the way until whenever the late checkout thing is. And then that's the first time you get to, like, even start
your day.
So some
people are saying, I'll let them know if I leave early.
Oh,
but if it's at the time of checkout, it's just like, all right, yeah, well.
What's the point then?
What's the difference?
Yeah, okay. I can see that. That makes sense.
Well, it depends, right? Because don't you want to check the bill if it's not one of those where they email it to you or put it under your door?
I'll tell you right now.
Don't you want to make sure that everything's square?
Always check the bill.
Because I have been in situations where it's not.
You bump that refrigerator once and you might find you got a surprise.
Or they gave you the wrong rate.
You might have a fee on there that you weren't expecting. And then all of a sudden, whoopsies, that is your only chance.
They make mistakes all the time.
That is your chance. Once you are out that door, it's over. Like, they don't care anymore. Like, good luck getting them on the phone. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to live that way, you want to roll that dice, go right ahead.
I don't know if that's a boomer take.
It might be a boomer take. I don't know.
It only takes one mistake for you to always get that receipt.
Exactly.
Always.
Yeah,
properly.
You'll have that take too, trust me.
Of course, that's assuming someone's at the front desk.
Okay. Yeah, that's also good Lord.
A massive hurdle.
Well,
okay. Now back to our zombie rabbits.
Yeah.
The horn-like growths on these bunnies, I should say that the pictures are grotesque, but they are harmless to them.
That
unless
is hard
they
for
grow
me to believe.
On sensitive areas like the eyes or the mouth, or they interfere with
on
eating.
The eyes. Good
yeah,
Lord. Because
that can happen, but most of the ones I've seen are just around the face. This one, it looks like Davy Jones from
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
It does. That's the best way. It's a kraken. It's a land kraken is what it's
like actually, I need this to be AI.
Yeah, you really do need to go look at these pictures because I had no idea what I was looking at yesterday when I saw it. But so they can just live like that? They can just be bunnies with face
so
tusks?
What they're suffering from is a relatively harmless disease and a pretty common one called Chope papillomavirus.
Okay.
And that's according to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. So they know this happens. They said you'll see more of them in the summer because the ticks and fleas that help to spread it are more active.
Okay.
But right. People are just catching them in the wild more this year and getting those photos.
It'll jump out at
it
you.
Happens
if you see
all
it.
Across the Midwest.
Good night. Yeah, I had legitimately no idea.
It can spread through rabbit-to-rabbit contact.
Right.
The good news is it can't spread to humans or dogs or cats.
Well, thank God for that.
So they don't want you to touch the infected rabbits. Like, just kind of stay away from
them.
Because
worry.
If you had pet rabbits or something.
Look, don't worry. If I see one, there's no way I'm touching that. Like, that is not something I'm not going to try to pet.
And the rabbit's immune systems apparently can fight the virus. So when that occurs, those growths, they'll disappear.
Holy cow.
What, do they fall off? I mean, they don't, like, just shoot back in. Like,
nature is terrifying.
But you know what's crazy about this? Mm. This is where jackalope comes from.
Is that where that's...
It has to be. The myth of the jackalope, this is it, right? This is it, because now you're talking about bunnies with antlers.
That is exactly how that happened. You're absolutely right. That's exactly how that occurred. Wow.
So it's real. So it's real.
The jackalope lives.
And scarier than we ever imagined. That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
We get it. The game is tough. The clock is ticking.
Yep.
Your palms are sweaty. Your heart's beating real fast.
Mom, spaghetti, all that.
We're here to calm your nerves with a beautiful little gift. Because while we play Money Minute every day before 8:30, we give you an answer to that quiz every day before 6:30. And
we hope
the answer
helps.
Today is microwave.
Okay.
So you're 10% of the way there.
That's right. It's closer than you were.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? So if you want to get signed up, want to win $100 for answering those 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds, go online and do that. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Text message. Guys, where are the Texans tickets that you are giving away? As in, where are they in the stadium? Thanks in advance. I'm not sure. From the valuation of the tickets, though, I'm assuming.
Pretty good.
I'm assuming you're going to like what you see. We do have another pair of tickets to the Texans versus the Carolina Panthers. Your chance to win them coming up right after this on Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud. Imagine you in the stands this weekend in RG Stadium.
That's right.
As the Texans take on the Carolina Panthers.
And this is totally attainable. It really is. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse, you're up. It's time to play the Wheel of Texas. Are you ready, my friend?
Sure.
Ringing.
I feel like he is.
Ringing endorsement, Jesse. All right.
Just spin the wheel. We'll get this thing cooking.
He just decided he was not ready, and he did not want any part of it. So that means, Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Danielle,
please give a little bit of gratitude to Jesse, who heard that we were playing the Wheel of Texans and immediately punched out. So that means...
Shut up.
No, for real. Let's spin
it's
this wheel.
It's your time to shine
Let's
now, Danielle.
Let's do this thing.
Remember, we're going to give you three questions, three different spins. Get two right, you win. Texas triumphs. How many state capitol buildings are bigger than Texas?
Ooh.
Is it A, 17, B, 2, or C, 0? How many state capitol buildings are bigger than Texas or ours? How many are bigger than ours?
State capitol buildings bigger than Texas.
Mm-hmm.
0.
She's got it.
Absolutely true.
The Texas State Capitol building is the largest state capitol in the nation in terms of gross square footage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're only smaller than the U.S. Capitol building.
Yes.
Now, we are not the tallest.
Yeah, because
that's Louisiana.
Louisiana exists. They just built a tower straight up. Yeah. And that's kind of cheating, but whatever.
Yeah, they're like 450 feet tall, but
moving
it's fine,
on.
It's fine. Just one more, and Danielle wins these Texans tickets.
Okay.
Ooh.
Texas time machine.
All right, Texas history time.
Oh, Lord.
Danielle, for how many days were the defenders of the Alamo besieged before Santa Anna finally took the fort? Was it A, 28, B, 13, or C, 79?
Hmm.
I want to say, now I'm a PE teacher, not a history teacher.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I want to say 13.
Somebody was paying attention.
Was it 13?
Yes.
I would not have thought.
Yes. Really?
Yeah,
it was
13. Yeah. It was just 13 days.
Just 13 days.
The whole thing was 13
February
days.
February 23rd to March 6th. And there was only Sprague fighting for the first 12 days.
What?
The actual battle really just took place that last hour.
Well, that's why nobody else showed up, y'all. You know how long it takes to go from East Texas to San
Antonio. Oh, they might have heard Santa Ana's band playing DeGuayo, too.
You got to factor that in.
Raising that red flag. No prisoners. I'm just going to turn around and walk that way.
Oh, they need help at the Alamo. Let's get going. Yo, Santa Ana's there and he's mad. Maybe we should talk about this for a day. You're burning
New
hours.
Phone. Who dis?
You are burning.
All right, Danielle. You done it. You got your Texans tickets for this Saturday.
Wow.
Yay, thank you so much.
You're so
Danielle,
welcome.
Hang on the line. Let's get you to NRG.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Erica, let's talk about your roommate.
Let's not, okay?
Really? Okay, are you...
Already?
Yeah.
Having second thoughts?
Seriously.
No, I need to figure this out, but it's awkward. It's just been awkward. I don't know how this happened. Like, I've always gotten along with housemates. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older and lamer or what, but it's just one issue after another since I moved in.
Well, how long have y'all been living together as of now?
5 months and 3 weeks. So I'm almost halfway there.
Oh.
Counting the weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You were saying it's been this way since the beginning? Like, how did you end up in the same house?
Yeah.
Look, I might be a little bit dramatic about this. Like, it hasn't been this bad the entire time. Mm. She's a friend of a friend, so we kind of knew each other. And both of us were looking to save some money on rent. So, I mean, why not, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, we are dynamically different people, okay?
So, not a lot in common then.
Well, not when it comes to how we live. Like, I stay up a lot later than she does. She's a lot messier, like a lot messier.
Wow.
How much is a lot?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Well, look, anyone who ever told you girls can't be slobs never met Lauren, okay?
of course. Of course girls can be slobs.
No, it's kind of funny because, like, you would never know she's like this unless you live with her because she takes care of herself, but she just, like, never cleans, like, never ever.
Oh, so
right.
She's not messy. She's dirty.
That,
right?
I would say dirty would be the, I get it. That would wear on someone's nerves if you're not like that. So how do you handle this? I mean, obviously not well. That's what I can piece together.
I don't know. Honestly, I love to clean. It's kind of my thing, but like, she thinks I'm judging her whenever I do because, like, that seems to bring on the silent treatment.
Well, okay. I mean, to be fair, you are kind of judging her.
That's what I hear.
No, look, like, we're just different people. Like, does she grade on me? Yeah. But the biggest thing is all of the passive aggression and just not talking to me for weeks at a time.
Okay.
Like, this last 2 weeks has been almost downright hostile. And look, yeah, I'm cleaning up after you, like, you're six, but like, it's not anything personal. I mean, do you want me to stop? Because someone needs to handle basic chores, or it's going to be like we're living under a bridge in a week.
That's how you get ants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? We're gonna call her, but what's the goal? Are you reprimanding her? Or
yeah. I'm
scolding her.
I just want to talk some of this out. Like, if I'm doing something wrong, just tell me. If I'm being a well, okay, let's talk about it, you know?
Okay. Maybe right. You overstepped somehow.
Possible. But
in
let's
something she left out.
Let's give this a try. We will call Lauren. Talk to her. Coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Erica and Lauren.
Interesting dynamic.
Not having the greatest time being roommates.
No.
So much so that Erica's counting down the time until Lauren's gone.
Yes. I mean, already.
5 months, 3 weeks, almost halfway there. That's what she said. So turns out Erica's very messy. Not messy, dirty.
Dirty.
She doesn't clean up after herself, which would be very grating, I have to say. Like, there is a difference between messy and dirty.
If you don't match that level with the person you live with, it's going to be a problem.
You can get away with it to a point.
Yeah.
Like, if her areas were messy, but then the common areas were more clean,
maybe.
It sounds like it sounds like Lauren just leaves her stuff everywhere, and poor Erica's got to go up and, you know, clean up everything.
Which then she believes leads her to, I guess, feel judged because, like, you know, you see your roommate running around cleaning all the time. It's like, well, you know, and just it's something.
It's created a weird situation. So we wanted to get Lauren on the phone and see if maybe Erica hadn't overstepped at some point. So I think we've got her lined up. Lauren, thanks for jumping on with us.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Well, we were talking to your roommate, Erica, and she said things have been testy, a little tense between you two. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it has not been fun. I don't know how I thought this would go, but she's just kind of turned into a bit of a control freak, and it's kind of driving me crazy. So
control freak.
Okay.
What makes me a control freak? Because I don't like living in filth. I know I'm not, like, super traditionally, like, the most clean person when it comes to how I am at home, but I just, I would venture to say this is a long way away from filth, okay? We're not living in filth, Erica.
I don't know how you can look at our kitchen and say, yeah, oh, it's just a little lived in. I mean, it's disgusting.
Okay.
No, okay, you just don't know what you're looking at. The amount of things that you've thrown away of mine is really disrespectful.
What am I throwing away? Your trash?
No, okay, but just because you don't know what something is doesn't make it trash, because you, I don't know if you realize, but you threw away my sourdough starter, and I thought most anybody would know what that is, but you just threw it away.
Wait, you're what?
My sourdough starter. It's what you use for making bread. It's
okay.
Like in a jar.
Oh my God. Okay. Look, I don't know what to tell you. First off, it smelled completely awful, and it was growing mold. Okay?
Really?
It was a science experiment at that point.
Really?
Yeah, you can't have your kitchen smell like a garbage dump.
Just so we're clear, you threw this away without asking her or telling her or anything like that.
Of course I did. I mean, you wouldn't have. Like, did I not mention it was growing things?
No.
Okay, listen. This is my hobby, and it's been living there just fine. It wasn't growing things. That's an exaggeration. I don't know what makes you think that you can say something goes just because you think it's gross.
Because it's simple cleanliness. Okay. Also, look, we all did the bread thing in 2020. It's not the pandemic anymore. Let it go.
Wow.
You're making it sound like I'm being
bread.
Just because I'm trying to keep the place where we live clean because someone has to.
Okay, look, you're just making your decisions about my property, and that's not okay. You have to ask me. It doesn't matter if you think it smells funny. It's sourdough. It smelled a little funny, and then it was going to be freaking delicious.
It smelled funny because it's growing mold and slowly rotting. Okay? Like, that's not property anymore.
Wasn't.
That's unsanitary. I'm a trash. Like, I don't know why this is so hard to understand. I'm just trying to keep our home somewhat sanitary. I'm not wrong here, okay?
Well,
I'm confused.
Yeah, obviously she thinks you took it too far, but I guess let's see what everyone thinks about this.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. I think we're going to need people who are a little more familiar with this to weigh in.
It sounds disgusting, frankly.
I think it's like a very involved process. Like, she might not have known what it was, but Lauren would have been feeding it, presumably. Like, you have to, like, you feed it. Like, if it was growing mold, she did it wrong, and it should have been thrown out.
That's what I like.
But maybe Erica just saw it when it was, like, going through fermentation.
Googling this, would I throw something like this away if I ran into it in my house?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you would know it was something that she was working on. I mean, it would be something she would devote time to, right? And so then it would be weird if you threw it away without asking. But counterpoint, I think you should probably ask before you start growing a bacterial colony on your counter.
That's the thing. Can I smell it? Can I smell it?
It smells yeasty.
There's nothing worse
and
than
sour.
Yeasty, bro. That's a
horrible
smell.
Which isn't unpleasant to some people, but...
It's not unpleasant to some people. I mean, if it was in your house, did she do anything wrong based on what we have heard?
Maybe they both messed up.
Oh, Lord. 713-881-5500.
It's like a pet. I feel like you gotta ask.
Did you say it's like a pet?
Yes. Yes.
Bread people, feel free to weigh in if there's even any of you. Are bread people still a thing?
Yes, of course. I'll bet people are really serious about this.
Look, 713-881-5500. Call us. We'll talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Trying to figure out this messy roommate situation.
Yes.
Can you throw away someone's sourdough starter?
Yeah. It's
Can you say you didn't know what it was or... If something in your house is molding, is that grounds for...
Molding, smelling...
Straight to the trash?
Straight to the trash.
Well, it's always going to smell.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
So, my experience is a little bit different. I know she said it was a friend of a friend. Yeah. Didn't really know. My experience is actually with my girlfriend. We ended up moving together probably a week into our relationship.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
Yes. Okay. And she was a clean freak. I am not. And so we had some discussions about certain things that may need to be thrown away.
Ground rules and things, okay.
Yes. And it was tough at first. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it wasn't. But something like a sourdough starter, I'm not too familiar with that. I've seen some videos on them. I know that they are gross.
Also, sourdough's delicious, so there's that. Yeah,
well, you know, and that is true. But I think the throwing away, I can see why she did it, but I also think that they could have talked it through.
Maybe she should have asked.
Is this trash or treasure?
Right.
You know, that's right, all you right. Trash or treasure,
is it
man?
Supposed to look like this?
Exactly. Like, right, it's gathering right. mold. Do you want to keep it? As silly as that sounds, frankly, I guess.
Me and my girlfriend went through that, and, but we talked about it. There was never anything thrown away without asking. So,
that's okay. Good.
Yeah, I think next time ask.
Okay.
So it's a respect thing.
Yeah, just even if you don't feel like it's complete and utter garbage, they might
correct.
Feel otherwise.
And you got to close this for another 6 months.
Yeah, you do. That's the other thing.
With the mold in it, I don't think I would have asked.
She did that wrong, if true.
Yeah, I'd need to see pictures, which we will not get because it is in the garbage. Hey, thank you, brother. Frito and Katie, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. What do you think?
The sourdough thing is like, if your roommate doesn't know what the sourdough starter is, that means you're not making sourdough. Like, I don't know anything about sourdough, but my wife makes it. We have tools and bowls and special towels to cover it. And yeah, you have to feed it and leave it in the oven with the light on, but not the oven on. And all, it's crazy.
That's why I said it's like a pet. That's why I said it was like a pet.
That's insane to me, number one, but cool. Now,
I mean, all the bread said, is good.
Yeah, so it's worth it.
But I see what you're saying. It's like, if you're not seeing the fruits of this labor... Right.
Well, it's not even just that. It's like if she didn't know what it was,
Yeah.
That means your roommate is not actually making sourdough, and it probably was just a moldy mason jar. Sitting, and it's like, I get it. Yeah, throw it away. Because if you actually made sourdough, your roommate would know what it is.
Or maybe she's making hooch.
Yeah,
right? Because, I mean...
You know, I hate to admit this, but I do have a friend that one time had a prison wine recipe that he decided to make, and it stunk up the house something insane. So maybe that was it. Either way, yeah, something's going on here. Something funny. I can't put my finger on it, but like it just doesn't quite. Dude, thank you so much.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. We're talking sourdough starters and whether or not you would be aggravated if your roommate happened to throw yours away.
Katie, we're digging through pictures and she's showing these. I'm sorry. They look
but
like.
But they're not moldy.
They're clean.
See,
these are clean.
That's the thing. Yeah. Erica alleged Lauren's starter had mold on it.
Had mold
on it. If it was that kind of growth, like the fuzzy, furry, that's trash. But if you're just talking about the bubbling and all of that and the expansion, that's just, it's fermentation.
All right, let's get back to you guys. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Yes, I'm calling regarding the two girls' roommates.
Yes,
I'm just trying to put my little two cents in. I do sourdough starter.
Okay.
It is a hard thing to start. She should have came up and said, hey, do you know what this nasty thing is? Or send a text message saying, hey, what is this?
Is it possible to have a sourdough starter and not have it look like absolute rank death? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's not supposed to look like death.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
not supposed to look like death.
All right, shouldn't be something you mistake for trash then is what you're saying. Like,
well...
Or in theory.
If it's molding, she's messed up.
Okay, so it's possible that it should have. Yeah, that would be too far.
I have teenagers, and my husband's thrown it away a few times. Yeah.
Okay.
It's possible.
Okay. All right.
But so you say, like, as someone who does this, our last gentleman brought up a good point. You know, if she was actively doing this, she would be feeding it. She would be very invested in the process. And so it would be very difficult for Erica to miss that Lauren was doing this and that this mason jar was important.
If it's a hobby, you would be able to see somebody saying, hey, okay, she's spending a lot of time in this.
Yeah.
Unless she didn't care about her at all.
If you were just hiding from her in your room, say.
Which is its own problem.
But that's pretty bad if it's gotten to that point. Like, that's a crappy roommate situation for sure. Okay.
Yeah, but if she started it and let it go, then it is going to grow things. So.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you think?
Okay. So, yes, there are still bread people out there.
Oh, yeah.
And
you were hearing from a lot
depending
of them.
Depending upon when you feed it, you can feed it once a day, twice a day. You can feed it once every 3 days. You can feed it once a week. It's going to bubble and it's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing it away, oh, my God, I would just be so upset if somebody threw away.
I can hear it in your voice.
Because it's hard.
I can hear it in your voice. That would be a real problem for you.
It would be because, like, I make so much sourdough bread. I even sell it. Like, I don't sell it for expensive because I don't sell it for profit. I don't sell it
for business.
You do
it for the love of the dough.
Because you're just making so much bread.
Yeah.
Yes, because you have so much discard. And I make sourdough sugar snickerdoodle cookies. I make sourdough cakes. I make all kinds. Yeah, with the sourdough discard, you can make cookies. You can make cakes, pancakes. You can make all kinds of stuff. And it just adds a little bit different flavor.
That sounds delicious.
Well, do you have the same starter? Now that I've gone down this rabbit hole, I see there are people that have starters that are old.
Like, how old are we talking?
Oh, I mean, there are like some that are like hundreds of years old.
Hundreds of years?
So they say. And they'll sell them to you. Like, they'll sell a part of it to you to help you instead of having to create your own.
Holy moly.
Right.
So you can sell your starter.
Starter.
Yeah.
Right. You can. And I give my starter away sometimes. But my sourdough starter is about a year old because I put too much salt in it one time and I ruined it.
Okay.
But mine is my current sourdough starter is about a year old. My current chocolate sourdough starter is about 18 months old.
Chocolate?
Whoa.
So, yeah, the fact that she just threw it away without asking first. If it had mold on it, yeah, it needs to be thrown away and started over.
Right.
But they all bubble. They all grow. It's a living
bacteria.
It's a bacteria.
It's fine.
I am intrigued by this, and I would like to sample your wares, ma'am. Feel free to give them Greenway Plaza if you just want to swing by. It's where the radio station is. Drop us some goods.
The next time I'm anywhere near. Oh gosh, I don't even know where y'all are. Houston, I guess.
Greenway Plaza. I can send you a link. We'll be happy to find a way to get you here. Hell, I might even come get you, bring you on in. Who knows? Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Remember, more tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo coming up this hour. Don't go anywhere. Thank y'all for being here.
Oh, man. Rock, paper, scissors isn't just a game. It is social programming. And y'all, we've been conditioned to lose since kindergarten.
What?
The game's rigged. And I'll tell you how coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Let's talk the truth about paper, rock, scissors.
The truth
they don't want you to know. Paper only exists to protect scissors. Think about it. Follow the money.
Stop. Oh, boy.
Actually, a revelation of my own here.
Okay.
Holy smokes. I'm going to blow this thing wide open here in a minute. But first, let's talk about Willie Nelson blowing my mind. Did you know he is a black belt? Legitimately, a fifth-degree black belt.
Willie? No, he's not. Willie?
In a Korean martial art called Gongkwan Yusul.
Really?
Also holds a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo.
How did I not know this? That seems like
he posted a picture
known.
Of himself the other day with the caption, black belt by day, redheaded stranger by night. And Luke Combs confirmed this and actually shared a hilarious story about, like, the first time he ever met Willie.
Really?
So they were at his compound in Maui. Bunch of guys were sitting around playing poker.
Yeah.
Willie just gets up, walks around the corner, and where he's at and where Luke is sitting, he's really the only one that can see Willie, okay?
Yeah.
So he says he stands there, arms out, like full Karate Kid. Just starts kicking this punching bag.
What?
Tossing crane kicks, dude. He's 84.
What?
Just hammering this punching bag. And I'm looking at the poker table, and I'm like, what is happening? Because nobody sees this happen.
He decided he needed to get a workout in?
Then he walks back in, doesn't say a peep about it, sits back down like nothing happened. And I'm like, that's my moment.
Okay.
I've had my moment with Willie Nelson.
All right.
Which is an epic story.
That is...
What a guy.
That is something. That is something.
Maybe he wasn't doing too well. In the game, you know, needed to get up and blow some steam.
That might be what it's about. Like, just the, you know, the stress release just beats the heavy bag.
Yeah,
for
so you don't beat Luke Combs.
Yeah, that would be so much worse. So much worse. No, don't do that.
And it's funny we were talking about sourdough because I guess that was one of the things Taylor talked about when she broke the internet on the Kelce Brothers podcast yesterday.
I have not listened to this yet. So.
Well, she mentioned she's obsessed with making sourdough bread and says she talks about bread 60% of the time now.
Get out.
I kind of wish her album was 60% bread.
Wow.
I don't think that's going to happen. But they did give us the details of that 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl, available for pre-order now on her site. There's a limited amount of 4 different CDs, each with a different cover and accessory, like a necklace or keychain, though that was 6 a.m. when I looked at that. It's probably gone now.
Gotta get them all.
Yeah, you probably aren't going to be able to get the one you want. But she shared the 12-song track list, which includes a feature from Sabrina Carpenter.
Really?
As well as the release date, which is October 3rd.
Okay.
Now, there aren't going to be any bonus songs. So there's no other songs coming. There's not a
13th. This is it.
Like, this is it.
This is it.
She says, this is the record I've been wanting to make for a very long time.
Okay.
Now, Frito and I were thinking it was going to be a country album.
I was really hoping for that. No, it's clearly not.
It's not.
Clearly not.
Travis says all 12 songs are bangers, and it's a lot more upbeat, like fun, pop, excitement.
Right.
And a complete 180 from a lot of the songs on Tortured Poets.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less from Travis Kelce on that. What would happen if Kelce threw away her sourdough starter? Is that a relationship ender?
I think it would be.
Can you imagine the rage? Okay, all right, anyway. Sorry, did not mean to distract.
Well, it's also nuts that she was able to do this behind the scenes.
It is.
In Europe with the Eras Tour.
Yeah, during the tour. Like, that's... that. I don't understand that at all.
When does she sleep?
Probably not a lot. From what I'm guessing.
And back to the conspiracy about rock, paper, scissors.
I cannot wait for this.
First of all, I think it's going to depend on how you say the name. Do you say rock, paper, scissors, or do you say paper, rock, scissors? I say paper, rock, scissors, though this story is written up rock, paper, scissors.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Okay, that's me too.
I'm a paper, rock, scissors man.
So for this, think of the reference, you're calling it rock, paper, scissors, because again, I think this is going to make a difference.
Okay, okay.
But someone polled thousands of people and asked what they're most likely to choose when playing the game, and the common answer was by far rock.
You're going to throw a rock. Okay.
I think that's because it's the first thing you said. So when you do rock, paper, scissors, you go back to the beginning. But if you do paper, rock, then you're more likely to do paper, which is what they tell you to go with.
Paper is the
right. Part. It's because so many people choose rock.
Yes.
Your first move should be paper.
You're right. The game evolves.
If you want the best odds of winning, then you have to throw paper.
Yeah. Okay. I buy that. I buy that. Most of the time, if this is to be believed, that's going to get you the W. The paper's going to get you the W. Maybe you have to do some massaging after that. Maybe you have to flip the script
a little
bit.
That's just the first time.
That's the first.
But if it's usually best two out of three,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Then
and you're halfway there.
Then you're one away and the other person's in the hole.
Now, the same poll asked about two other games of chance, and the stats on that were interesting. Flipping a coin. Are you more likely to call heads or tails?
Heads.
59% said heads.
I believe heads to be...
And just 21% said tails.
Because there's a little more metal on the head side. Don't know. That's just, my theory can't back that up. But I believe heads is the call every time.
Only 21% said tails.
Yeah. 20, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, does that mean they're smarter? I don't know. But interesting.
Choosing a number between 1 and 10.
5.
Most people say 7.
Ah!
So if you're the one asking, don't choose 7, unless you want them to guess it.
Yeah, yeah.
The number 5 is a distant second with 12% of the vote.
Okay.
But if you want them to guess wrong, the best number to pick is 1.
1, because no one will ever guess 1.
Or 10.
No one will ever guess 1. You're right.
Because you say between 1 and 10, but everyone just assumes it's not going to be 1 and 10.
Absolutely brilliant.
So shake it up.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Lindsay checking in this morning, trying to pick up some free money. Earned money.
Money.
And also show her dominance in trivia today. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We doing good. All right. So we have 10 questions for you. You're going to need to get all of them correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. We will come around to your passes at the end if we have time. You cannot change answers once you give them, though. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Katie, are you ready?
Ready. What household item was originally called the radar range?
Microwave oven.
Melt in mouth, not in your hand, is the slogan for what candy?
M&M's.
Who was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Ooh, gosh. Pass.
Hearing thunder 5 seconds after seeing lightning usually means what?
There's a storm near.
If you tell a thespian to break a leg, what does that mean?
Do great in their performance.
What shark is often considered more dangerous to people than the great white because it can swim in fresh water?
Ooh. The nurse shark.
What is the name of the Houston Texans mascot?
Toro.
What music genre was defined by bands like the Ramones and the Clash?
Oh, gosh. The wave music.
3/4 plus 1/2 equals what? 3/4 plus 1/2.
1 1/4.
The name of the first American colony founded in 1607 was called what?
Jamestown.
Who was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Ho!
I'll take an answer.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. No clue. George Washington Carver. Clearly no, but hey.
Damn, okay, Lindsay.
That was great. That was great.
Damn!
Teddy Roosevelt.
T.R. was the guy?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Straight up. That was quite good. How did she do?
I will accept that a storm is a brewing because...
Count it.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also would have taken soccer practices canceled. But it's the 5-second rule. Hearing thunder 5 seconds after seeing lightning usually means lightning is a mile away.
Okay.
Lightning is struck somewhere about a mile away.
Okay.
What shark is often considered more dangerous to people than the great white? Can a nurse shark swim in fresh water?
I don't know, but I know the answer we're looking for is bull shark.
Yeah, but let me just double check that.
But give that a chance, because that could be an extra one.
Some can tolerate freshwater environments. And so I will count that as a correct answer.
Okay.
Well done. Right. Well done, Lindsay. So what music genre was defined by bands like the Ramones and the Clash?
That is punk rock.
Could an argument be made for
that punk rock is new wave? No, Katie. No. I'm all about stretching it.
Teddy Roosevelt was a miss.
Yeah.
Dang it. I was thinking.
I'm all about stretching it.
I'll do what I can. Yeah.
But that was
bridge, punk rock.
That is a bridge too far. Lindsay.
That was... Oh,
hell yeah.
Oh, my heart's beating so fast. Please sign up again.
Yes, do it. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas proud. All right, so time to give away some of the hottest tickets we've seen in a while.
Yeah, man. People are really excited about the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo.
For real. If you want to go, a 4-pack of tickets is what we are offering. Our phone number is 713-881-5500. What will you have to do for these tickets? You're going to have to get dark, real dark, because it's time for Last Words.
This is where we take the last line of a super famous country song, dress it in black, and make it super depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Gently lay it to rest. Can you guess the title before the organ music fades out?
That's time. It's all too late. 713-881-5500. If you can identify the country song by its last words, then boom, rodeo. That easy. So if you want to play, call us. We'll get you guys on the phone coming up next.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Okay, the cowboy has ridden away. The neon sign is a flickering.
Yeah.
And all that remains are these last words.
Every song has its day, and that day ends. So we have a country song. Your job is to identify it by its last words. Can you do it?
Yeah.
If you can, it's going to work out really well for you because we have tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo, a 4-pack of tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo.
Yep, you can see Braxton Keith, Randall King, among others.
Mm-hmm. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Kyle,
what's going on, my man? All right, so this is last words, which means you're trying to guess a country song by the very last words in the song. I hope you're up to the challenge.
We'll find out, Kyle. Or live and die this way. Or live and die this way. Those are the last words of what? Uber famous country song.
Hey, I don't know that one.
You want to throw out a guess, Kyle?
I'll give you the entire last line, Kyle. Leave tonight or live and die this way. That rattle anything loose?
Nope.
Okay, all right, think about it. Call us back.
No worries.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Is it George?
Gonna give you the last words of a very, 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 very famous country song. You just tell us the name of that song and the artist, okay? Live and die this way. Or live and die this way. Those are the last words from what country song?
You said, or live and die this way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the two words right before that, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Here. Is it Fast Car by Tracy Chapman?
You know
who
what?
Covered it? Who covered it in the country world?
Luke Holmes.
There we go.
Got it.
We'll take it.
Got it.
Yes, absolutely. Fast Car, which means you have a date with the rodeo, my man. Pasadena Rodeo. Got a 4-pack of tickets for you.
Well done.
Hang on the line, all right?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
We're friends, right?
Of course we're friends.
How much you spend on me?
I'm sorry, did you just ask if we were friends?
Well, we're going to test it. I don't like the way this test is going to go, potentially. How much money do you spend on me in a month?
Oh, I don't know, Frito. How much money do I spend on you in a month? How much is your coffee? $4.75. And I buy it every day.
Add it up. How many weekdays?
Do the math.
A month? Let's just do it by the week. $4.75. Say $5. $5. $25 a week. So $25 times about 4 weeks.
You know what? Let's not.
$100. You're spending $100 a month on my coffee.
Just coffee.
You need to stop doing that.
I know I do.
Like, you need to
But I just got the apps, so now I'm getting, like, a lot
tell
of
me you're at least getting... Yeah, tell me at least you're getting...
It's one of the few apps I actually...
Night. Okay.
I would stop doing that because I just, for the record...
Yeah.
I want to say, I successfully avoided buying fancy coffee until very recently.
For a long time.
I don't like the coffee I have at home right now. I don't know if it's the water. I don't know if
it's... What do you mean you just don't like it? It doesn't taste right?
It doesn't taste right. And so my fix now, temporary.
Yeah.
But go to Starbucks because there's one right down the road that opens at 4:30.
Yeah.
And they're great.
It's addictive.
Shout out to Aaron and friends.
Yeah, for real. Because like, it was like, oh, there's a Starbucks, right? You know, whatever. I drink office coffee, but then, you know, you get used to it.
Now we don't have to drink office coffee.
Yeah, you don't. So this is a problem. But $100. According to this, you're still shortchanging me $150 a month.
How?
Average cost of having a friend, $250. Oh, no, sorry.
Friends.
The average cost of having friends.
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 I only have two, so.
Plural is $250 a month. Wow. That's money spent on brunches, dinners, bar nights, general hangs. Minutes actually higher, $296. I assume because that involves golf or something. What do guys do? What do men do when they hang out? I don't have dude friends, or really any minus Katie. How would you rack up 300?
I don't know. Yeah, golf.
About
strip club.
That's what it is. It's the strip club. It's the script club.
Best buffet in the city.
44% of people have skipped an event with friends, like a hang, because of the cost. They're like, that ain't happening. I ain't paying for that. One in four say social spending, which is what they... And again, this is mostly Gen Z and millennials that are saying this. They say they can't get out of it. Like, it's like a utility. Like, it's either that or don't have friends. People feel immense stress about this. Like, if they don't budget in, like, hundreds of dollars a month, then they believe that they will no longer have friends because no one will invite them to do anything anymore. They're just going to be sitting home alone, which is a bummer. I can't deny that there's not a little bit of truth to that, though. Like,
man.
Now, like, what's the other... Surely you could find a way to find things to hang out and do that are free, right? Like, I mean,
well, we hang out at work.
We work together, so we actually our friendship actually gets us money. Our friendship gets us money.
Some days,
like that's how. If you really want to be smart, that's how you do it.
Office friends.
Good night. All right, guys, have a great day. See you back on the radio for Friday.